The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 18, text number 66, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 27th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Shadanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchah. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Shadanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchah. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, knowledge of the Supersoul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of a social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion, now in summarizing Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should completely surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should hesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. Anukul yasya sankalpa patikul yasya varjanam rakshasyati te vishvaso goktar devaranang tatha. Atma nikepsha karpanye shadveda sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing his duty one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how to keep body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he is all-attractive. One who becomes attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna is fortunate. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the super soul feature, etc. But one who is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one who is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics, and devotees are called transcendentalists, but one who is in the pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, marshuchaha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms and simply surrender to Krishna, but such worry is useless. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragnitam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So there's a wonderful word waiting for us. The Krishna world is waiting for us. You just need to get a visa. That's a. If you have a visa, then you go to the Krishna world. It's like when I go to Kaliningrad, I have to get a Russian visa to enter Russia. So if you want to enter the Krishna world, you need a Krishna visa. So how do I get that visa? This verse is the answer to that question. Sarvadharman Purit Raja Mamekang Sharanang Raja Ahang Tvang Sravapapebhyo Mokshiyashami Mahashuchaha. If you will just surrender to me. What does it mean if you surrender to somebody? That means whatever you say, I will do. Now I belong to you. I'm your servant. From now on, I'm just your servant. My only purpose of life is to please you. So if we're willing to take that mood of complete surrender to Krishna, complete submission to the will of Krishna, then he gives us a visa in the passport of our heart. And now with that visa you can enter the spiritual world. There's no other qualification. You don't need a college degree. You don't need money. You don't need to be good looking. You don't need to be popular. There's no qualification except surrender. That's it. So, why aren't we surrendered? Why are we holding back? We still think that Maya has something to offer us here. We still think Maya has a pretty good deal for us. You know. We can enjoy our senses. That means we don't have any sense. You see, we have no sense. These senses are temporary. How long will they last? How long will your body last? It's just a flash. This whole lifetime is just a brief flash in eternity. So why should we take it so seriously? The arrangements for my body. The arrangements for my sense gratification. You know the story of that yogi? He was meditating on the outside the village. He was very austere yogi. In the scorching sun, he would tolerate it. In the freezing cold, he would tolerate it. The rain, the snow, it didn't matter what was happening. He would just keep meditating. He wasn't disturbed by anything. All the householders in the village, they felt so sorry for him. They said, "Yogi, our dear yogi, we would like to make you a hut at least, so you can be a little more comfortable in your meditation." So the yogi, he had a benediction. That he would live for each hair in his body, he would live for a whole lifetime of Brahma. Now you can imagine how long his lifespan was. A whole lifetime of Brahma for every hair on his body. And I can tell you another thing. This sage was very hairy. He was very hairy, yes. So he had a very long duration of life. So the villagers came to him and they said, "We want to build you a hut." He said, "Why bother? I'm only here temporarily." So this yogi is teaching us a very good lesson. You see. That whatever arrangement we make here is not a big deal, really. You know. Instead of trying to arrange for your sense gratification, just make an arrangement for your Krishna consciousness, that's all. Whatever situation is best for your Krishna consciousness. As a brahmachari, a grihastha, a vanaprastha, a sannyasi, a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. Take whatever position is most suitable for your Krishna consciousness. That's how you should focus your energies. Because that will give you the connection with your eternal identity. This body you have, it's not going to last. It will be finished today or tomorrow. So what are you doing for your Krishna consciousness every day? That's what each of us has to see. What am I doing every day to advance myself in Krishna consciousness? Am I chanting my japa nicely? Am I hearing the classes? Am I reading Prabhupada's books? Am I doing nice service in the temple? You see, we should be thinking like that. This temple is a very good facility. I love this temple. I met with the brahmacharis this afternoon. I told them I travel all over the world. But this temple, this Kaunas temple, is my favorite temple in the whole world. So by working together here nicely, you see, for Prabhupada's pleasure, we can all become very happy here. Prabhupada wanted us to work together as a cooperative family. He gave us leadership. He gave us leaders, you see. We have our GBC man here. We have our temple president, Kedarnath Prabhu. By working under the direction of these persons, who are Prabhupada's representative, we give pleasure to Prabhupada. And I also accept these leaders as, for my disciples, they are also representatives of the spiritual master. Kedarnath Prabhu is my representative here for my disciples. So, Prabhupada was one time asked, Srila Prabhupada, when you are not present, how will we know if you are pleased? He said the temple president and the GBC are there. So everyone should try to work nicely here and to, under the direction of Kedarnath Prabhu. Try to always please him by your activities. Because he is a representative of Prabhupada and the GBC here. So we all work together, you see. It becomes a very nice atmosphere. Work together and cooperate to make this Kaunas Center a grand success. Always how we can make more devotees. How we can make the temple more beautiful. Do you still want to finish that temple in the back, or is it sitting? That is a project. Work together to finish that new temple, you see. We have to think how to make this bigger and more successful, get more and more, get the whole Kaunas involved in Krishna consciousness. You see, until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious, our business, we cannot sit back and relax. And we have to think how to save all of these people. We are missionaries. Our duty is to save these suffering people, to bring them out of the hell of bodily consciousness, to bring them to the enlightened platform of Krishna consciousness. So everyone kindly work together here under the direction of your temple president. This will please me very much for my disciples. It will please the other gurus also for their disciples. It will also please Prabhupada very much. And the more we can all please Prabhupada, the more this movement will take over the world. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah. Tell me.
There are two types of devotees. One type is blissful and happy, and another type is not blissful.
No, that's not right. There's only one type of devotee. The blissful devotees. Those who are not blissful, how can they be devotees?
So the question is how to change that unhappy person to
become devotee.
Wrong translation.
It's a good question, though. Okay.
Two devotees making the same service, yes? But one devotee is happy by doing this service, he's bliss and very happily. And
one's doing mechanically and misery, yeah. Someone's asked, all right, okay, Bhakti, Joe, go clean the pots. Bhaji goes, oh my God. Clean the pots. You see? The other one goes, oh, clean the pots. The more I clean my pots, I scrub all the dirt out of my heart. So let me make that pot spotless. Make Krishna's pot beautiful, not at one spot on the whole pot. You know, what it requires is vision. There's a story of three men who were laying bricks. And one man was, you know, like... he was miserable laying those bricks. The other was so-so, you know, laying the bricks. And the other was like, wow, he's going, oh. He's a perfectionist, you know, really doing it. Really trying to make him perfect and beautiful. He was really relishing doing a perfect job. So somebody was amazed. Look at these three men. Let me ask them why they have these different moves. So he asked the man who was looked miserable. He said, what are you doing? He says, I'm laying bricks. He asked the other man who was like so-so, you know, but he said, yeah, I'm building a wall. And he asked the man who was really like relishing it. He said, what are you doing? He says, I'm making a beautiful cathedral for the Lord. You see. So the same activity is experienced three different ways. It's according to the vision of the person. So you can be in hell scrubbing that pot. You can be in hell scrubbing the pot. You can be, you know, so-so scrubbing the pot. Or you can be in a state of transcendental bliss scrubbing that pot. Simply up to your vision, you see. Just think if Prabhupada was there watching you. Then how can you make Krishna's kitchen very nice and clean, you see. Actually, cleanliness brings happiness. If every part of the temple is very clean and spotless, then everyone feels happy. As soon as things are dirty, you know, dirty here, dirty there, it becomes a very miserable atmosphere. Everything, the toilets, the kitchen, the brahmacharya ashram, everything should be very neat and clean. Everything should be washed nicely. There shouldn't be a stinky sleeping bags or anything like that, you know. And we are Brahmins. We are meant to be very clean, suchi. Brahmin means suchi, very clean. So a Brahmin, he loves cleaning. I remember there was one brahmachari in our temple years ago in Gainesville. His name was Sudarshan Das Brahmachari. And he loved cleaning. He could clean all day and just be in bliss. Cleaning, 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 cleaning. He would take all the brahmacharis' blankets, he put them out in the line to air in the sunshine every day. So they're all fresh and suchi, you know. I remember he was amazing, brahmachari. He's from somewhere from Europe, Eastern Europe. Maybe he was from Norway or somewhere, Northern Europe. He was very, very, he loved cleaning. He loved it. So one should take this, whatever service you're given is a wonderful blessing from Krishna. Because if you're Krishna conscious, you can do anything for Krishna and be in bliss. That's the proof of somebody who's actually spiritually advanced. Not that he can chant some slokas or something like that. The real advanced devotee is the one who can scrub the pots in a state of pure bliss. That's the advanced devotee. Okay, Ashtashaki had a question.
Prabhupada mus perspėja, kad reikia labai bijoti majos. Ir atrodo, tu kaip ir paprasta, bet kaip iš tikrųjų, kaip čia praktiškai jos bijoti.
Taip.
Srila Prabhupada warns us, that we should be afraid of maya.
Yeah.
So it sounds simple, but how practically we should be, we should do that.
Yes. How to follow Prabhupada's instructions to have a fear of maya. We should have a philosophical understanding that if I break the principles of Krishna consciousness, if I'm not fixed in Krishna consciousness, it will be very difficult for me to remember Krishna at the time of death. And that means I'll have to enter another material body and suffer again in this material existence. So therefore we have to be careful not to deviate from Krishna conscious principles. Because such deviation pollutes our consciousness. And from another point of view, as soon as we forget Krishna, actually it's a hellish existence. Remembering Krishna is bliss. And forgetting Krishna, that's hellish. So we should always be afraid of forgetting Krishna. If we can always be afraid of forgetting him, we'll never forget him. We can pray to Krishna. My dear Lord, please bless me, I will never forget you. So, do you understand my point? If you pray to Krishna, please bless me, I will not forget you. That means you're afraid of forgetting him. That's the way to utilize fear in Krishna's service. Because I know that forgetting Krishna is bad for my happiness. So I use that fear by bringing, my dear Krishna, please bless me, I can never forget you. That's how we use fear in Krishna's service. Do you understand?
Praktiškai man sunku tai gyvendinti, nes aš praktiškai niekada neprisimenu Krišnos, net sunkiom akimirkom jo neprisimenu, tik mechaniškai bandau kažkada jį prisiminti. Taip. O klausimas bus?
Ne,
Нет, я ж тiesiog kaip supratau, tai aš pasakau, kad aš ta prasme, kad prisimint man.
She says that even though it is simple understanding, but she can hardly remember Krishna at any time, even at difficult times. So it's very difficult for her to remember Krishna. She just tries to remember him mechanically sometimes, but not feelingly or and always.
It's a matter of intelligently arranging your life. Just like a businessman, he's always meditating on money. He arranges in life in such a way he's always thinking about money. Just like I have, there's a magazine called Forbes magazine. For businessmen. They have the Forbes 500, the 500 richest companies in the world or something like that. So one time when I was preaching in Turkey, in Istanbul, we were preaching to some wealthy families. And they sent their chauffeur in the Mercedes limousine to pick us up, to take us to the program. And I noticed, just like on an airplane, you know, they have a little thing with the magazine in front and the seat behind you. You can read the magazine, the in-flight magazine. So they had Forbes magazine in the back seat. So when you're sitting there, you can read Forbes magazine, you're riding in the car. You see. So that means they're always meditating. When their chauffeur drives them from the house to the office, they're meditating on how to make money. So just as a businessman, he's arranging his life so he can always think how to make more money, more money, more money. You have to arrange your life like that, Ashtashaki Devadasi. Make all arrangements everywhere, wherever you go. You see, just like I do them, I have my mantras and my mobile phone. I have so many shlokas. I have the spare minute. I can look at my shlokas. You have to arrange your life in such a way that you remember and be reminded of Krishna at every step. If you do you work a job? You have a job? You can put a picture of Krishna there. Picture of Prabhupada. Put a picture of your spiritual master. Or put a Bhagavad Gita. So many things. It's like in the dashboard of my car, I have this Radha Govinda that attracted me to Krishna. I have it on the dashboard of the car so I can see him when I'm driving. There they are. Even on my mobile phone, every morning at 9 o'clock, a little thing comes up and says, read Prabhupada's books. A little thing pops up, a message pops up on my mobile phone. Read Prabhupada's books. So you just have to arrange your life in such a way that there's always things reminding you of Krishna. You have to have a routine. At this time I get up, this time I hear a lecture, this time I do this. You have to have a whole routine where you're connecting with Krishna at every minute. Find beautiful pictures of Krishna that inspire you. Put him, decorate your house with the most beautiful pictures of Krishna everywhere. You see. Just arrange everything very intelligently for your own Krishna consciousness. You have to be aggressive about fighting the war against Maya. Maya is trying to make you forget Krishna. You have to fight stronger than Maya is. You have to outfight Maya. You see? In this way. Just like in a war effort. How much energy does the company make, the country make to win that war? They mobilize the entire country to fight that war. So now you are at war with Maya. You have to totally mobilize all of your intelligence, your energy, everything, 24 hours a day, mobilize everything for remembering Krishna. And you know what? If you do that, Krishna will help you. And your spiritual master's blessings are always there to help you also. You are not alone in this battle. Your spiritual master is sitting in your heart, blessing you. Krishna is there. You have all the help. So get aggressive. Fight this war. And win the battle. Jai. Okay.
Aš pastebėjau, kad kai kurie žmonės, kurie gyvena namie, kartais ateina į šventyklą ir atlieka kažkokią tai tarnystę. Noriu paklausti, koks yra to poreikis ir nauda.
I see that some people who are, some devotees who are living at home, sometimes they come to temple to make some service. What is the need of that and what is the value of this?
Actually, every devotee who lives on the outside should come to the temple and do as much service as possible. Because our own home, it's still centered around ourselves, you see. The temple is purely centered around Gaurinitai. So if I offer food at home, then I get to eat it, you see. There's always that thought, well, I'm going to get to eat it. I'm making something really nice for my home altar and I get to eat it. But if you bring it offered here, you may not get it. You see. So this, they have become pure and selfless. The coming to the temple and doing service is very important. Every devotee who has an income should be give a regular monthly donation to the temple. So the temple has plenty of money. Every devotee who has income should talk to Kedarnath and get set up on a monthly donor contribution to the temple. Every devotee who comes. If I'm coming to the temple and taking advantage of the temple, I should be supporting the temple, not just taking, you see. Krishna consciousness means giving. So everyone should give some money every month to the temple. If you have a lot of money, give a lot to the temple. If you have little, then give at least give something to the temple. We spend so much money on ourselves, we have to give money, we have to spend money for Krishna also. What if I have no money at all? Then give your time. Come and give your service. As much as possible. We have unlimited service here for making the world Krishna conscious. So everybody should become part of the temple services. Everyone. By giving time and by giving money. Any other question? Yeah.
Kokie yra 10 nusižengimų kartuojant džiapą? Ar kažkaip ten, nu, tiesiog kartuojant džiapą yra kažkaip yra 10 kaip ir...
Žeidimų?
Žeidimų, jo.
Kokie? Tai aš girdėjau, kad yra 10 švento vardo žaidimų, kokie tie žaidimai.
I heard that there are 10 offenses to holy name.
Yeah.
What are those offenses?
Yes. The first offense is to blaspheme or criticize those devotees who have dedicated their lives to spreading the holy name all over the world. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature written in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. The sixth offense is to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name. Just like the scholars say that Krishna means black and black means ignorance, so Krishna means ignorance. We shouldn't make any mundane interpretation like that. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. That I feel like smoking marijuana tonight, so I'll chant some extra rounds tomorrow to make up for it. No, that you can't do that. That's a very sinful thing. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting Hare Krishna as a materialistic, ritualistic activity. Just like I'm going to chant some rounds so I can get a better job. You see? So I can, I want to make some more money, so I'm going to chant rounds to ask Krishna, extra rounds to ask Krishna to get me a better paying job. Don't use the holy name for any material thing like that. You don't need to. Krishna's going to give you exactly what you need to go back to Godhead. That's all you have to worry about. Become a pure devotee and everything else you need will come automatically. So the ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to the faithless. Doesn't mean you shouldn't preach, it means you should be and preach intelligently. Give somebody on their level what they can understand and appreciate. Don't try to teach advanced calculus to an elementary school student. You have to preach according to the level of the person so they can understand what you're talking about and appreciate it. The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. And to maintain material attachments even after having understood so many instructions on these matters. Plus, there's another offense, and that's to be inattentive while chanting. There's different types of inattention, we have to avoid them. One is called jabber japa. Jabber? Jabber japa. Jabber means like nonsense stuff. And I'm chanting japa, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare. How you doing, Prabhu? Krishna, Krishna, Hare. How's your dog doing? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. And you're talking and you're trying to have a conversation and do your rounds at the same time. Don't, that's an offense. You're actually having a meeting with Krishna and you shouldn't interrupt it for anything else. So avoid jabber japa. Another kind of japa is called radar japa. It's like you're chanting your rounds, you're going like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. And checking out all the stuff that's going on, you know. Oh, look, some young girl just came to the temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radar japa, you see. Don't do radar japa. You just stay fixed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Huh?
Radar japa is very common amongst the devotees.
Very, very common thing, radar japa. Another one is called dive bomber japa. Dive bomber? Just like in the World War II, the bomber would go like this, and they want to drop the bombs, they go down like this. They drop the bombs and they go back up again. See? So this is dive bomber japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If you're sleepy, stand up. There's nothing worse than seeing a devotee, you know. It takes him 1 hour to chant one round, you know. Because he's like... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you're sleepy, stand up, you know. Walk around a little bit. Wake up, you see. Japa is not time for a nap, you know. You get your round done and then go take a full nap, you know. So there's dive bomber japa, radar japa, jabber japa. What's the other, any other, Devi? Which one? Is there another one? That's it. Those are three things that you have to avoid. One little tip, I found that Prabhupada said, it's a very amazing quote. Everyone can think about this when they're chanting around. I've been in ISKCON for 41 years and I've never heard or seen Prabhupada say this anywhere except in one letter. It's an amazing instruction he gave to Balavi Devi Dasi. He said, when you're chanting your rounds, feel the presence of Krishna. That's amazing. Feel the presence of Krishna. Krishna is actually, that means Krishna is present. When you're chanting your rounds, Krishna is actually present. So we should try to feel how Krishna is present when we chant. And then he said, if you can't do that, then fix your mind on the sound vibration. But the first instruction was to feel the presence of Krishna. Something very amazing that you think about when you chant your rounds. Let me try to chant in such a way that I can feel Krishna's presence. So what is? How do you do that? Krishna says, or Lord Chaitanya says, how to do that? You have to chant in a humble state of mind. Thinking yourself lower than the straw in the street. You have to be more tolerant than a tree. Ready to offer all respect to others. Without expecting any respect for yourself. If you can chant in that mood, you will feel the presence of Krishna. So it's something definitely to work on when you're chanting your japa. Develop in that mood of humility. Is that your hand up, Haribol? Yeah, okay. Haribol Ananda. Yeah, that's a good point. That's another type of japa. That's the other type that Prabhupada told us about. Nish-nish-nam-nam, like that. Nish nish nam nam nish nish nam nam nish nish nam nam nish nish nam nam.
He's asking what kind of japa is that? How this kind of japa is called?
You can call that croaking toad japa. Yeah. I can't hear you, speak up.
Inattentive japa.
japa is many, many ways. Devotees, we see that...
Who does?
Huh?
Who chants?
Devotees.
Devotees.
And sometimes during the class.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. That's another... Haribol Nanda, don't chant japa during class. Haribol Nanda, don't sleep through the japa period. Get up for Mangal Arati and chant during the japa period. Not that you sleep during the japa period and you chant japa during the class. Chanting during the class, that's called inattentive japa, you see. You need to chant with full attention. Arise early by 4 a.m. Take your bath. Come down for Mangal Arati. And then chant very nicely during the japa period. And you'll feel so much bliss. I know, as I told the story before, that one devotee, I learned a very good lesson from him. His name was Ramnath Sukha Prabhu. He used to be the head cook in our Atlanta temple. And he had to work very hard because it was a big brahmachari temple and there's so many hungry mouths he had to feed every day. And he had to cook the deity sweets, and he was the whole day he was in the kitchen. And he had to go to the kitchen right after Mangal Arati every day to start his service. So how's he going to chant a nice round? He's a very intelligent boy. He would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, take his bath, and between 2:30 and 4:30 he'd be chanting his japa every single morning. He finished 16 rounds, really first class round, before Mangal Arati. Then he would go to the kitchen and cook wonderful prasad. Oh, wonderful prasad. And then during the, when all the devotees were taking prasad down the prasad room, he'd be in the brahmachari ashram sound asleep. Because that was the one time the brahmachari ashram was quiet during the day, was still during prasadam time. He was so regulated that when he lay down for his nap, you could set your watch by it. You know, he was very regulated. And he had such a good consciousness. Now, he had to, because he was the cook serving the deities, he had to stay back from Mayapur. A big group of devotees went to Mayapur, but he had to stay back. But he made a jar of rasagula for Prabhupada. And they took Ramnath Sukha's rasagulas to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was so pleased with those rasagulas. He said, send more. A telegram came all the way from India to the U.S. to send more rasagulas for Prabhupada. So because he was so Krishna conscious, he greatly pleased his spiritual master by those rasagulas. So in this way, if one will focus, try to have very good japa every day. Understand, this is the most important thing I do every day. I'm meeting personally with Krishna. I'm having a personal, private meeting with the Supreme Lord Himself every day. So let me try to chant perfect rounds every day. If you do so, all of your mental anxiety will go away. You'll be in bliss. Whether you're going to school, whether you're going book distribution, pujari service, working a job, whatever you may be doing. You chant good rounds, you're going to be in bliss 24 hours a day. Just like your mobile phone. Would you leave the house without having your mobile phone charged? You don't want it going dead in the middle of the day, do you? Miss that important call? Is he? So why you would give your mobile phone more importance than your consciousness. Oh yes, I charge my mobile phone every night, so it's charged up every morning when I get in. Why are you giving more importance to your mobile phone than to your own consciousness? Is that a very intelligent thing? My mobile phone is fully charged, but I'm not. I chanted 2 rounds this morning, and I got 14 to go, and I'm chanting here and there, Jabber Japa, Radar Japa, Dive Bomber Japa, Kukra Kra Japa, you know. Do yourself a favor. Chant good japa every morning as early as possible every day. At least 16 rounds. And you're going to be in bliss. I guarantee you. You're going to taste the nectar. It's like we used to have a song on the road show. The nectar of devotion is an ocean of bliss. Can you taste the nectar? Can you taste the nectar? Yes, yes. You will taste the nectar. Yeah.
What is the reason that when you say that it is an impersonal nature within us that we cannot focus so much on the japa and give a good japa and do not feel?
You're asking if that's the impersonal nature?
Yes.
That's the question?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now let me speak. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that Guru Mata has made a very nice point there that the offensive rounds actually come out of an impersonal nature. That we don't relate to Krishna as a person, that Krishna has actually come. We don't accept that the person Krishna has appeared in the form of his name. We just take it as some botheration. Oh, I gotta chant my round. We don't take it, oh, Krishna has come. Oh, thank you, Krishna. Thank you, God. You see, we should be so grateful that Krishna has appeared in the form of his holy name to save me. It's the greatest privilege. To be able to chant Hare Krishna is the greatest privilege. So, yes, you're right. It's in our impersonal nature. Any other questions? Yeah.
Ar kas nors tos 16 ratų ar kažkiek dainuoja?
Nu gal vieną ratą, bet ar galiu užpildyti 16 ar dainuoti vieną gal, pavyzdžiui, taip įsakyti.
Ar nėra taip pat praktikuojama, kad džapą galima savo išdainuoti? Pavyzdžiui, ar nebūtų geriau vieną ratą išdainuoti, negu 16 ratų? Galbūt geriau šiek tiek mažiau išdainuoti, bet tą patį laiką dainuoti, negu kartuoti.
Can someone sing his japa, not chant, but sing? And let's say, for the same time of period, he sing few rounds, instead of chanting 16 rounds, he can sing.
You mean chant, sing on the japa beads? Yeah. Like hold your beads and go, Hare Krishna. It'll take you a longer time to finish your round. If you hold your beads, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Next bead. Hare Krishna. It'll take you a long time to finish your rounds, you know. If you don't have any service to do, you could do that, yeah. Do you work a job? Do you have to go to work? Yeah. You may not have time to sing your rounds then. It would take quite a while if you sang them. It'd be much slower that way. But you could try singing. That's singing, yeah. You could do a little melody. It may help you stay awake. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Yeah, you could try singing it. That's all right. But it's not that you can do kirtan and substitute for japa, no. You have to have your hand on the beats. That's Prabhupada's order. It's in his Bhagavad Gita purport. You can read it right here in the Gita. He says chanting round the beads. You can't use a clicker, you can't use anything. You have to do the on the beads. Prabhupada said on the beads. 16 rounds should be on the beads.
Aš kažkur skaičiau, kad tiek per lėtas, tiek per greitas mantros kartojimas kenkia kokybei. Ar galėtumėt pakomentuoti?
I have heard that too slow or too fast chanting of japa is affecting badly the quality of chanting.
It's up to the individual. What works best for you? There's no hard and fast rule. You see what helps you the best for you. What works best for you? If going faster helps you, go faster. Going slower helps you, go slower. How are you best able to focus on the Holy Name? Yes.
Mokytas minėjo, kad tas klikeris, tai kai daleiskim, aš kartu 16 ratų šventyklą, bet daleiskim, kada išėjai ten platinti arba kažkur, visiog išėjai šventyklas, tai pasiimi klikerį, kad patogiau, ar galima tai...
Papildomi ratų.
Jo.
Ar galim papildomus ratus, kurio eina po 16, kartu ten klikerio ar kitais būdais?
Can one chant extra rounds on clicker and or in other means?
I don't know, you could, but yes, but why, there's more benefit chanting in the beads. You could, it's not, you could chant extra rounds in the clicker, it's okay, because you got your 16 done. But the beads have a special shakti, a special potency. This is a system handed down from our acharyas, chanting on the beads. Have you seen Rupa Goswami's samadhi in Vrindavan? He has japa beads. He chanted japa beads. You don't see he had a Rupa Goswami, he had clicker. Did Prabhupada ever give a clicker at time of initiation? Here's your clicker. This clicker is something that was introduced by devotees who were making money by selling the clickers.
Yeah.
It's not Prabhupada's system. Clickers are not, is not our sampradaya. This is not the clicker sampradaya. I've seen what they use clickers for in Bulgaria, Sofia, Bulgaria. I've seen what they use the clickers for. In the center of the city, they have a men's room, mess room, you know, toilet room. And they have one government employee standing by the toilet room. Every time somebody comes to use the toilet, they go click. They use it to count how many people use the toilet. So clicker is good for toilet. I don't recommend it for japa.
Aš dėl to taip sakau, nes kartais būna nepraktiška kartuot ant džiapos platinant knygas ir dėl to su klikeriu patogiau. Tai gal kažkokių ir kitokių variantų, kaip galim būtų kartuot, pavyzdžiui, platinant knygas ar kitaip.
For example, while distributing books, it's difficult to chant on japa, so...
No, you should get your rounds done before you go out on book distribution. Yeah, it's okay. If you're doing book distribution and helps you and you want to do clicker, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Tai reiškia, kad aplamai, kol mes turim kažkokius prisirišimus, tai reiškia, mes su žaidimais kartuojam. Čia turim omenį tie prisirišimai, kurios sąmoningai leidžiam savo. Žinom, kad tai yra negerai, bet tiesiog leidžiam savo jas
turėti. Norėjau pasitikslinti apie 10 žaidimą, kuriame sakoma, kad atsisakyti reikia materialių prisirišimų. Tai ką čia turime omeny, ar tuos prisirišimus apskritai, kad jeigu mes apskritai turim kažkokių prisirišimų, tai jau automatiškai ir kartojimas yra su įžeidimais, ar čia turime omeny tuos prisirišimus, kuriuos mes sąmoningai realizuojame, nors žinome, kad jie negerai.
So I wanted to make it more clear about the 10th offense, about attachments.
Mm-hmm.
What are those attachments? Does it mean that if one has any attachments, that his chanting is automatically offensive? Or does it mean that when he uses those attachments, when he, you know, allows himself to use, do those sins or attachments, to realize those attachments, only then he is offensive?
There's different degrees of offensiveness. The goal is to attain Shudanam. The pure name. So anything which is not different from Shudanam, in one sense, is offensive. So any tinge of material attachment in that sense is offensive. It is
offensive.
But in another sense, if you're actually in the process of getting rid of those offenses, getting rid of those attachments by becoming more attached to Krishna, you're not committing offenses. You're not being offensive. You're sincerely trying. It's just like somebody is dirty, but they're in the shower and they're cleaning themselves in the shower. They're not making themselves dirty. They already were dirty, and now they're cleaning themselves. So those material attachments, they are dirt sitting on our hands. If one is not increasing his material attachments, is working diligently to get rid of them, that person is not considered to be committing offenses. But at the same time, they still have the contamination is still sitting there, material attachment. Shudanam has not yet come. So it is a contamination in one sense.
tam tikra prasme tai užsiteršimas.
It is an offense in one sense.
Ir tam tikra prasme tai įžeidimas.
So it's, you could say in one sense it is, the other sense it isn't.
Tad galima sakyti, kad iš vienos pusės tai įžeidimas ir taip pat iš kitos, kad ne.
Even though we were struggling to become Krishna conscious, Prabhupada said that all of his disciples were God realized.
Ir nors mes tik stengiamės pasiekti Krishna sąmonę, Prabhupada sakė, kad visi mano mokiniai tai suvokė Dievą.
He told the media that
he
said all of my disciples have realized God, Prabhupada said.
Jisai pasakė tai, reiškia, televizijoje pasakė visi mano mokiniai.
So we're still contaminated, but Prabhupada is seeing that side that, well, they've given their lives to serve Krishna, so they are God realized.
Tad nors mes susiteršę, bet Prabhupada matė tą šviesią pusę, kad mes savo gyvenimus paskyrėm Dievui.
So anyone is actually given, fully surrender their life to Guru and Krishna.
Tad kiekvienas, kuris pilnai atiduoda gyvenimą Guru ir Krishnai,
they are considered pure.
Jie laikomi gerai.
Even though the tinge of offense may be there from their previous offenses.
Nors likučiai įžeidimo gali būti likę nuo praeities.
They are counted as pure. They are counted or considered to be pure.
Jie visgi nepaisant to laikomi tyrais.
Just like a dirty man who's in the shower. He's still dirty, but he's cleaning himself off, so he's considered clean. So they are offensive and they're not offensive.
Tad tai yra kartu ir įžeidimas ir ne.
The same time.
Tuo pat metu.
Is that clear or confusing?
Aišku ar sunku suprasti.
Clear?
Aišku.
Ta prasme, jeigu mes nekovojame su tais prisirišimais, tai reiškia, kad tada jau tikrai rimtas įžeidimas.
She says, if we do not fight with those bad things, then it is offensive.
Yeah, that's right. If you give in to material desires, yeah, then you're, that's offense. That's nama puran, that's right. But if you're working to get rid of them, then it's not nama puran. Even though you have them, it's not nama puran. In one sense. But in another sense, it is a contamination. And Damodar.
There is a question from Rangopal Pujari about holy names chanting, japa chanting. Is there a difference when we chant in the morning, we chant all together or just alone somewhere?
What's he saying?
He says that a devotee is asking that is there a difference when we chant together, japa together, with other devotees, or alone? Is there any difference?
Atsidavęs
Rangopalas Prabhu Pujaris klausė, ar yra skirtumas kartuojant japa kartu visiem ryte, ar atskirai?
If you chant together, the devotees will make sure you don't fall asleep.
Jeigu kartuosite kartu, tai kiti atsidavę.
If you chant alone, you may end up having a long nap. But japa can be chanted either way. But I mean, if one is, it's like if you get up early and chant before Mangalarti, you may be chanting alone anyway. Or if you're living at home, you may have to chant alone anyway. So there is benefit to chanting with other devotees because it helps you to stay aware. But it's not that you have to chant with other devotees. Kirtan is a group affair, but japa is an individual affair. But it's nice that we all chant together in this temple. I would chant with you all, but I do my rounds before I come. Before Mangalarti, I finish my
rounds.
And then I write during the Brahma Muhurta. Does that answer your question?
Is a question of another devotee.
Oh, someone asked, okay. Any other question?
Another question of Rama Gopal Prabhu, who is on the Pujari's wing.
What is it?
It was a question of Ram Gopal Prabhu, who is now Pujari.
Oh, okay. Jai. Okay, Narishvara.
Tikrai ateina va, ir studentai, jie netiki, va, ir šiandien keturiems studentam pamokslavau ir nu, aš netikiu, sako apie
jį. Devintasis švento vardo įžeidimas, kur sakoma, nepamokslauti netikinčiam, kaip jį geriau suprasti, nes, pavyzdžiui, šiandien aš pamokslau keturiems studentam ir jie sakė, kad jie netiki, jo, ką aš sakau.
Valgant
prasadą. So, could you explain more the ninth offense where it is said that it's offensive to preach to those who do not believe? For example, today I preached to four students during prasadam and they said that they do not believe my words.
Yeah, any attempt to preach is very good because that's Lord Chaitanya's order, to preach to everybody.
Bet koks bandymas pamokslauti yra sveikintinas, nes toks viešpatės Šaitanijos nurodymas visiems pamokslauti.
And we are bound to have those things happen where somebody doesn't appreciate what we said.
Ir taip jau yra neišvengiama, kad kaip kažkas kaip ir neįvertina ką.
Especially a book distributor, so many people he's approaching everyone, that's his duty.
Ypač knygų platintojai, jie į visus kreipiasi.
And so many people say, no, no, get away, what are you doing here, go get a job. So, but still, our duty is to approach everyone. So, if you're actually talking with some students and they're not convinced, then you have to think how you can do a better job the next time. There's many different techniques. One thing is people don't know how much they don't care how much you know, they want to know how much you care. The more you know, but the first principle is you have to actually like them. They have to feel this person likes me. That's the first thing you have to do. You have to make some relationship with them where they feel, oh, this lady really likes me. Because who do we like? We like people who like us. If you don't like me, then I don't like you. But if you like me, then I like you. So first thing is they have to feel that you like them. And then they open up to you. That oh, I really like her because she likes me. See? And then once you've established that likability with them, then they'll be open. But otherwise, it's like bouncing off the wall, you know. Just like devotees who are expert at book distribution. They can approach people in such a nice, friendly way that people immediately like them. Oh, this is a very friendly person. Prabhupada is very expert. He was a very charming person. People would very much like him. Him very much. So you had to be very likable and friendly, then people would like to hear what you have to say. And then you have to be intelligent what you're going to tell them also. How you can introduce the philosophy in such a way that they're attracted by it, that's another thing. But if you're sincere, just like it's sometimes said, all you have to do is go out on Sankirtan and Krishna will tell you what to say. So, try your best and depend on Krishna. Let the super soul inspire you from within what to tell the people. It's like you're asking me questions. And I could speak in such a way that you would say, well, I don't believe you.
You see?
So I'm depending on Krishna within my heart how to answer you in such a way that you are very inspired by my words, you see?
Tad aš priklausau nuo Krišnos, kad jis įkvėptų mane taip pasakyti, kad jūs įkvėptų tas atsakymas.
In other words, what I'm telling you to do, I'm doing it right now with you.
Kitaip sakant, aš pats tai, ką jums dabar siūlau daryti, tai ir su jumis tą patį darau dabar.
I've always shown you how much I like you as a person, you see.
Vis laik stengiuos parodyti, kaip jūs man patinkat kaip asmenybė.
So you naturally like me also.
Ir tada jūs taip pat mane natūraliai mėgstate.
And therefore, when I explain something to you, you're willing to hear me. Because you know I have compassion for you as a person. So in the same way, if you will, in preaching, then it'll be very effective when I'm preaching.
Aš galiu pasidžiaugti su mokytoju, kad aš pasidžiaugiau, kad jie, reiškia, laikas vietą aplinkybės, kad jie valgė būtent šventovėje, prasadą, ir pasinaudojo juos, reiškia, prieš pasikrėžtą. Bet iš tikrųjų, tai jie išėjo trupučiuką puikybę nusėdusi, jau jie išėjo apgalvodami, kad čia kažkas įvyko su jais. Pradžiugint mokytoje.
Kad jie prasado pavalgė ir...
A, ne, ta prasme, jo, jie prasado valgymo metu, aš užėmiau juos pamokslavimą. Ir aš pasinaudau laikas vietą aplinkybės, kad jie čia šventyklo, altornėm ir valgo prasadą. Ir jiems trupčiuką injekcijos krišnai įsizavau.
So, students, they were taking prasadam, so I saw it as good opportunity to give some lecture to them. So...
You should have talked to them about prasadam.
Reikėjo su jais pakalbėti apie prasadą.
You know?
Taip, aš paklausiu, ar jie vegetarai, ar jie, nes vienas prasižiojo studentas, kad labai skanu, ir aš ant tos gaidelės ir pasičiupau jų. Apie prasadą buvo pradžia apie prasadą, o pabaigėm apie Krišną.
So yeah, the beginning was about prasadam and the end about Krishna.
Krishna? Oh, you have to see how Prabhupada would preach to people, read his conversations. Or you have to study people who are expert in preaching and learn from them.
Reikia mokintis iš tų žmonių, kurie patyrė pamokslavimą, pavyzdžiui, Prabhupadas, kaip jisai pokalbius.
You should always be learning how to preach, you know. It's an art.
Kaip pamokslauti, nes tai sunku.
Every devotee should become an expert preacher.
Kiekvienas atsidavęs turi išmokti būti ekspertas.
That you can attract anyone to hear about Krishna. Appreciate Krishna. Prabhupada said if we use the best descriptive language, then we can even attract an atheist. You have to learn how to speak with very, very choice words. Sankirtan.
Ar nėra taip, kad pagrindinis faktorius, kuris patraukia žmonės, tai yra kiek mes patys turime tos meilės Dievui, kiek mes jūs galėsim ir tiek ir bus patraukti prie Dievo.
Isn't it the most important thing when preaching our own love for God, that how much we have love for God and Krishna consciousness, that much other people can
hear? Go ahead.
Dar kart pagarsinsim, kad ar nėra svarbiausias faktorius pamokslavime, tai tiek, kiek mes patys turime meilės Dievui, tai va, ar ne tiek žmonės galės tik tai gauti, ar jie galės daugiau kažką.
The more you are convinced,
Prabhupada sakė, kuo daugiau jūs įsitikinę,
the more you'll be able to convince others.
Tuo labiau galėsite įtikinti kitus.
That's the secret.
Tokia yra paslaptis.
Always be increasing your own conviction,
visada didinkit savo pačio įsitikinimą,
your own understanding,
savo pačio suvokimą,
your own absorption in the mood of bhakti.
Savo pasinerimą į bhakti nuotaiką.
If you cultivate your own bhakti lata,
ir jeigu kultivuosite savo pačio bhakti lata,
very carefully every day,
labai kruopščiai kasdieną,
your conviction will become very, very strong.
Tai jūsų įsitikinimas pasidarys labai stiprus.
And just by your conviction,
ir dėl to jūsų įsitikinimo,
you'll be able to convince the entire world that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, David.
It's on the other side also, that is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, that the hearer should be potent and that the preacher should be potent.
Yeah.
Then the effect can happen.
Yeah. That's also the.
Taip pat šiandien Bhagavatam pasakyta, kad ne vien tik tai kalbantysis turi būti turėti potencialą, bet taip pat ir klausytojas.
Prabhupada compares it to a man and a woman.
Prabhupada palygina tai su vyru ir moteriu.
Husband and wife. To produce a child, the man has to be sexually potent.
Kad gimtų vaikas, tai vyras turi būti seksualiai potencialus.
And the woman has to be sexually potent.
Taip pat ir moteris.
So, for the trans, in a similar way, for the transmission of transcendental knowledge.
Tad panašiai, kad įvyktų apsikeitimas transcendentinėm žiniom.
The speaker has to be potent.
Tie kalbėtojas turi būti potent.
And the hearer has to be receptive.
O klausytojas turi mokėti priimti.
So, you know, sometimes they're not receptive, even if we make our best preaching effort.
Kartais net ir kai labai stengiamės pamokslauti, žmonės nepriima.
And just like Lord Chaitanya, he was having difficulty preaching in Navadvip.
Ir kaip pavyzdžiui, viešpats Chaitanya, jam buvo sunku pamokslauti Navadvipe.
So he decided it wasn't a good preaching spot for him, even he moved elsewhere. So sometimes we just have to move on to some a better fertile, better preaching situation. I mean, it happens. You try to preach to somebody, no matter what you do, they never get the message. They never get the proper understanding.
Kartais ir būna, bandai visais būdais pamokslauti ir leisti suprasti žmogui, bet taip jis nieko.
So put your energy in those places where you can get good understanding from the people.
Tad daugiausia energijos investuokite ten, kur žmonės supras.
That's why I come here to you all every twice a year.
Todėl aš du kart per metus ir pas jūs atvažiuoju.
Because you're receptive to my preaching.
Nes jūs priėmate mano pamokymus.
Why do I come here? There's so many places because you're very receptive to my preaching. Therefore, I'm coming twice a year.
Tiek daug vietų, bet kodėl atvykstu čia du kart per metus, dėl to, kad jūs priėmate.
So find people who are receptive. That's the most important thing.
Atraskite tuos žmonės, kurie linkę priimti.
Your preaching may have been perfect.
Jūsų pamokslavimas netgi gali būti tobulas.
But even Prabhupada, sometimes people couldn't relate. I remember he was preaching to some people in New Vrindavan. He was explaining in full detail about the, you know, the how we're not the body. And these people weren't really picking up on it. They weren't really getting into
it.
And Prabhupada said, this philosophy does not attract. So even Prabhupada sometimes people, you know, even Prabhupada people would sometimes wouldn't pick up on his thing. So this is the nature of the material world. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. It's like a devotee out on book distribution. You approach this person, if he's interested, give him a book. If he's not, move to the next one. You don't get on a mental plot from, oh no, this person didn't take a book. My life is a failure. My career as a Sankirtan devotee is finished. This person didn't take a book. Oh no. No. A salesman knows that the more there's a certain percentage of no's and a certain percentage of yes. And if he averages it out, it's a certain percentage. It might be, you know, 3 out of 100. It depends on the sales, but there's some percentage actually, an average percentage. If he over a period of time, it's an average percentage. It could be like out of every 100, 3 say yes and 97 say no. So when he hears a no, he doesn't get discouraged. He thinks, well, I'm one step closer to yes. And now I need to hear 96 more no's and then I get my sale, you see. So this good salesman is not discouraged by the no's. Because he knows that the no's are leading to yes.
Neigiami atsakymai priveda prie teigiamo.
In this way, you see. So a preacher never doesn't lose his confidence. He knows, well, I've learned from this experience what didn't work with them. Now the next time students come to Prasadam, I'll try a different tactic. And see what works, you see. In this way, a preacher never stops preaching. They don't take failure as discouragement. They take it as a learning experience to help them become a better preacher. So I think we're getting to the end of this is the last one, and then it'll be.
Taigi paskutinis klausimas.
Prabhupada sakė, lekcijoje girdėjau knygą, skaičiau, kad jisai sako, jeigu tu kažkam neišplatini knygą, tu pats kaltas. Nu, klausė, atsidavė, kaip vat, jeigu tu neišplatini knygą, kas kalt, nu, kaip reikia žiūrėti tai sakė.
Girdėjau Prabhupada su vieną paskaitą, pokalbį, ne?
Ir paskaitoj, ir knygą buvo
prašyti. Reiškia, Prabhupada tokį atvejį, kai mokiniai klausė, kodėl neišplatino knygos, Prabhupada sako, kad tai jūsų pačių kaltė, jeigu neišplatino. In Prabhupada's teachings, I have heard that some disciples asked Prabhupada why we were unable to distribute a book, and Prabhupada said, because it's your fault, because of your fault you couldn't distribute. Could you explain?
Yeah, sometimes it could be our fault. Yeah, he said if they're irritated, that is your nonsense.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to we have to actually be instruments for the for Guru and Krishna. That's what we have to really do. One of my god sisters, she distributes books at the Krishna Balaram temple. Maybe you were there that day when she told the story, yeah. She had a dream. And in this dream, the front part of the temple where she would do the books, it was became Radha Kunda. And Prabhupada was there distributing books like crazy. And she was running to keep Prabhupada supplied with all the books. She was bringing the books to Prabhupada. So she understood that even though she's doing books at the temple, actually Prabhupada is distributing the books. She's just assisting Prabhupada in distributing the books. So in this way, a devotee sees himself as an instrument of Guru and Krishna. And that's how to become really successful as a preacher. Never think, yes, I'm a big preacher. Yes, I'm trying to save the world, Prabhu. Prabhupada explains very nicely in the Nectar Devotion. Rupa Goswami says that I'm trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Although I feel myself most unqualified to do so. Prabhupada said this should be the attitude of all the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement. To be an to be instrumental for the previous acharyas. So if you think you're the doer, you're probably going to say probably do. If you think you're the doer, then you're going to say things that aren't that you wish you hadn't said sometime. But if you simply feel yourself the unqualified, insignificant instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna, then Krishna and Guru will always give you the intelligence how, in every situation, to do the right thing.
įkvėpimą, kaip teisingai kiekvienoje situacijoje pasielgti.
This is one of the secrets of preaching.
Tai viena iš pamokslavimo paslapčių.
Always feel instrumental in the hands of Guru and Krishna.
Visada jaustis kaip instrumento Guru ir Krishnos rankose.
Never consider that I am the doer.
Niekada negalvoti, kad čia aš kažką darau.
Just always be the messenger on behalf of Guru and Krishna.
Visada būti tik tai kaip paštininku Guru ir Krishna.
And then they will bless you that you can say the right thing.
Ir tada jie palaimins, kad teisingai.
Okay, we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Achila bhai.